proclamation number 4947 dated the August 6, 1950. Antitrust. The faith is in danger. The Antitrust will irresponsibly proceed against all who still believe in a God of heaven and earth. For he will force people to deny their faith, which, on my part, is entirely a matter of the human being's free will. He will force them by threatening measures which appear intolerable to people, hence they will be too weak to resist. The faith is in danger. This should make everyone think who is approached by me through my messengers on earth, who receives my word which I have conveyed to my messengers. The faith is in danger. Do you know what it means having to make a public declaration and at the same time heading towards extreme earthly hardship? Do you know how people will pull every single religious doctrine apart with the intention to demonstrate its uselessness to you and how little you will be able to answer? Do you know how difficult they will make it for you to stand firm in faith of me, your God and Father of eternity? How they will take and destroy everything that hitherto seemed irrefutable to you. Everyone who determinedly rejects their demand of denying me will be treated brutally, and in the face of this many will weaken and betray me without resistance, for they lack the strength of faith which arises from the pure truth. I want to draw your attention to this time and enlighten you in advance, because I know every individual person's character and the spiritual adversity you'll experience resulting from my adversary's activity, who can be distinctly recognized by the Antitrust's measures. And I want to inform you of his success, since he will fight with much cunning and force. He will find many followers. He will succeed in doing what many before him had failed to do. He will shake the faith which seemed unshakable. He will overturn religious doctrines with the greatest of ease, for he will be an effective speaker and will show people the error of their thinking, and those who don't carry me in their heart will cheer him on and agree with him, considerably strengthening his power even more. He will achieve what no one else has achieved before. He will overthrow power which was deemed insurmountable. But there is one wall he will not be able to pull down. He will meet with one resistance, namely wherever my fighters are under my guidance. There he will fight in vain, for my fighters will be invincible, since they will be protected by the shield of faith which is so alive that it is strength in itself and cannot be shaken. These fighters of mine will draw the strength directly from me, for they will be able to hear and even see me and not succumb to any temptation. They will be enlightened and therefore will also recognize what hour has told and how close it is to the end. The right knowledge will provide my own with the strength to persevere to the end. But the majority of people will lack the right knowledge, and when it is given to them they will not accept it. But I know what will happen and want to help you, and am only able to do it such that you will be informed about the battle of light against darkness in the last days before the end, about my adversary's great power and your heavenly Father's even greater love and grace for everyone wanting to remain his own, who thus have the sincere will to belong to the small flock whose shepherd I am and whom I therefore will not abandon during the worst battle of faith which the people of this earth will still experience before their end. Amen.